1 Samuel chapter 18. When he had finished talking with Saul, the soul of Jonathan bonded with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as himself. Saul conscripted him that day, and would not allow him any longer to return to his father's house. Jonathan made a covenant with David, because he loved him as himself. So Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing, and gave it to David, along with his tunic, and even his sword, bow, and his belt. Wherever Saul sent David, he went and was successful, resulting in Saul setting him over the men of war. This was good in the sight of all the people, and even in the sight of Saul's servants. As they were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, the women came out of all the towns of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul with tambourines and three-stringed lutes, and with joy. Then the women sang to one another as they celebrated, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands." But Saul was furious because this saying irked him, for he thought, "They have credited 10,000s to David, but to me they have credited only thousands. What more can he gain but the kingdom?" So Saul kept his eye on David from that day forward. The next day an evil spirit from God rushed on Saul, and he wildly prophesied in his house. Now David was playing the lyre, as he usually did each day. Saul had a spear in his hand. Saul hurled the spear, hoping, "I will pin David to the wall." But David escaped from him twice. So Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed David from his presence and made him commander over 1,000. David led his troops out to battle and back home. David was successful in everything he did, and the Lord was with him. When Saul saw how successful he was even more afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, because he was the one who led them out to battle and back home. Then Saul said to David, "Look, here is my oldest daughter, Merav. I give her to you in marriage. Only be a valiant warrior for me, and fight the Lord's battles." For Saul thought, "I won't have to lift a hand against him. I'll just let the Philistines take care of killing him." David said to Saul, "Who am I, and what is my father's clan in Israel, that I should become the king's son-in-law?" When Merav, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, she was given in marriage to Adriel, the Meholathite, instead. But Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. They told Saul about it, and it pleased him. Saul schemed, "I will give her to him so that she may be a snare to him, and so that the hand of the Philistines may be against him." Therefore Saul told David, "Now you have a second opportunity to become my son-in-law." Saul commanded his servants, "Speak to David secretly and say, 'Look, the king delights in you, and all his servants love you, so become the king's son-in-law.'" Saul's servants spoke these words privately to David, but David replied, "Is it trivial to you to become the king's son-in-law, especially since I am a poor man, and I am not famous?" When Saul's servants reported to him what David had said, Saul replied, "Tell David, the king does not want any price for the bride, except 100 foreskins of the Philistines, to get revenge on the king's enemies." Now Saul was plotting to have David killed by the hand of the Philistines. When his servants told David these words, David was pleased to become the king's son-in-law. So before the specified time had expired, David and his men got up and went and slew 200 Philistine men and brought their foreskins, and they gave them to the king, so that he might be the king's son-in-law. So Saul gave David his daughter Michal in marriage. But Saul saw and realized that the Lord was with David, and that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. This made Saul even more afraid of David. So Saul was David's enemy from then on. Then every time the Philistine commanders went out to battle, David was more successful than all the servants of Saul. So he gained quite a reputation.